Now, I was mentioning the weather earlier on, and things seem all fair for this week and perhaps maybe even beyond. Are we heading in to the first real burst of the summer? With me on the line to talk about this is Siobhan Ryan of Met Hair. And Siobhan, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Not so, Terry.
Is it time to get out the bucket and sand, or the bucket and spade, and head to the beaches?
Well, I'll tell you, overall, the picture is for pretty much a good news story. A lot of dry weather, the winds are slack, and the temperature profile looks fairly good. We're looking at temperatures in the mid-teens, and inland and in sunshine, values will probably rise to maybe 17 or 18 degrees. I mean, it always comes with a few caveats, the weather in Ireland, unfortunately, and there still is a bit of a west-southwest flow, and there are weak embedded weather fronts, even though we're talking about this high-pressure system for the rest of the week. So maybe some of the days in over Kerry, it will be a little bit cloudier and perhaps a little light rain, but really amounts fairly insignificant. So really today, it looks dry, it looks very pleasant. Obviously, we're in the late stages of our meteorological spring, but as we head into summer now, it is going to feel kind of more summery after what hasn't been an altogether great spring by any means. So as compared to what we've experienced, you know, by and large this spring, we are in for a decent spell of weather, but not without a few bits and spots of rain at times. Really, I think it's Thursday afternoon and maybe Saturday afternoon I would highlight for Kerry. But really besides that, generally dry with nice spells of sunshine. Hazy at times, mind you. But overall, the story is for dry, calm and settled conditions. Maybe not necessarily beach weather along the coast of the Atlantic seaboard. But having said that, still very pleasant. You wouldn't really give out about this. You'd welcome it in, for sure.
You'd be very happy with it, that's for sure. And look, I know it's only really, for certainty, 3 to 4 to 5 days. You can't look any further than that. But some of the longer range forecasts I'm seeing are showing next week the same again, perhaps, maybe. So people looking forward to an extended spell. But look, things can change the further you go out.
Absolutely, Jerry. So just keep in touch with the forecast, as I said. It looks like maybe it gets a little bit cooler next week. There's still a little bit of uncertainty. Sometimes we can actually tell, you know, the forecast out to next week with more certainty than other times. But next week there is a little bit of uncertainty. So hopefully things stay as is. Do you know what I mean? Between now and really the end of the week, by and large, it's high pressure. As I said, there are some very weak weather fronts, and the weather front basically brings a bit of clouds and some occasional rain and drizzle. And just the nature of those fronts, they're moving in and sliding in off the Atlantic. Just prepare for a few maybe gloomy spells, but also prepare for some nice sunshine as well.
Yeah. Has it been an unusual year, Siobhan? We're seeing, like, February, the driest in 80 years. March was the wettest in 83 years. Yeah. It's been an odd one.
Yeah, you have it, and no storms named at all in our neck of the woods.
Yeah,
so
that's the other thing I was thinking.
Name any storm. Yeah, really, really bizarre winter, and even spring, as you say there, it kind of sounds like a prolonged. Actually, our winter was pretty good, but our spring has been kind of a little bit all over the place. Like I said, it was, you know, very, very dry and very wet, and then very gloomy. It was very, it was without sunshine a lot of late March and April for the south and southeast. So, you know, I think people maybe felt that more than they did anything else.
Yeah.
The sunshine totals weren't actually particularly great at all. I think that's where people were denied, because normally coming into spring, even if the weather isn't particularly great, you kind of look forward to the longer days. So I think people were denied a little bit this spring. So hopefully things are taking off from here on now. That's what I would like to think, as well as everybody else, I'm sure.
Yeah, fingers crossed it goes that way. Mm-hmm. So keep an eye out, and keep an eye on the forecast, but we are looking for some decent weather, which it'll improve the mood, if nothing else, Siobhan.
Hopefully, I think so as well. Yeah.
A question I have for you. I know your colleague Joanna Donnelly has been talking about this on social media this morning. She got a letter from someone blaming her for the weather. Do you get blamed for the weather when it's bad?
Oh, well, it's a very odd time, but sometimes people stop me and say thanks, so I appreciate that. The books are balanced.
Oh, very good.
I don't really. I think people kind of accept our place, you know, in the world, and actually as compared to other parts of the world, we do okay. You know, we have a very, as you know, moderate climate, and that's kind of what most people should appreciate.
Yes. Do we know how good we have it in terms of the extremes? And as you mentioned, no storms named this year, the hurricanes, the typhoons, the monsoons that other people get.
Exactly. There's enough to worry about. Do you know what I mean? So once the weather is good and it behaves itself, let's appreciate it. That's how I see it. You know,
Brilliant.
Most of us Yeah, make the most of it. Long days, so there's always windows to enjoy. And obviously people out in their farms, and the weather looks fairly decent for farming, obviously, for the next number of days.
Brilliant. Great stuff. Siobhan, listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us about that this morning. That's Siobhan Ryan there of Met Éireann.